nature of the Lord. That song, hallelujah, was a foundation for today. Jesus, hallelujah, have your way. Let every other thing, what? Fade away. Hallelujah. What is it that's troubling you? What is it that you're fixated on? What is it that you're trying to break? You're trying to get God to move on. Leave it with Him and move on. I say, leave it with Him and move on. You should not be worried about the Lord being able to take care of you. That should not be your thought process. And if it is, it's time to change. Say, no more babies. He loves you. Say, He loves me. Quit allowing circumstances and situations to change your mindset about what God is doing. He's doing it on your behalf already. As a matter of fact, it's already done. You just have to stand to a place of faith and quit being moved and wavering all over the place because of the circumstances that the enemy continues to place in your faith to steal your faith. Do you understand me, saints? Don't play the trick. Don't play the trick. Don't be a trick. Don't let him trick you. My God, my God. Maybe I'm sorry. I just got to fall by the Holy Ghost. Sweetie, don't let the enemy trick you. I don't know you, but God knows you. Don't let the enemy play in your head to try to make you think something different. You are the king. The priest, you are God's best.
Yes.
You are the baby. You believe what He said. Don't let no other thing that comes to move Him from His place a reign and rulership over your life. Your 2021 will be good as long
Hallelujah.
As you stay alive with God. Can you believe that with me? Say amen. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
God did not bring you here to have you fail. I'm saying again, God did not put you on the planet to have you fail. That's not the will of God. That's not the will of God. Jeremiah 29:11 said, I know the thoughts that I think concerning you. Thoughts of good and out of evil to give you a future and mine is reckoning. That's an expectation for your life.
Hallelujah.
But you got to tap into the Father. Say, tap into the Father. Glory to God. Say, let Jesus. And have His place. Let every other thought what? Fade away. Don't let it land. Say, don't let it land. See, the enemy is trying to drop. Say, drop. I was looking to the Greek word for devil. Diabolo. Or Diabolos. Diabolos. And dia means to pound, to beat, to penetrate to the point that you are driven through with an idea or thought. The devil's desire is to continue to pound you with negative words, negative thoughts, to bring your past discretions upon you and to beat them into your memory until you're pierced through. And now you begin to believe what he's been saying. Say, don't let the enemy.
Don't let the enemy.
Play in my mind.
Play in my mind.
Say, my mind.
My mind.
My soul.
My soul.
It's not the playground.
It's not the playground.
For the enemy's thoughts.
The enemy's thoughts.
Say, but I have to drive them away.
But I have to drive them away.
My God. It's a prophetic time. And I'm going to talk about this in the message. But you need to understand the season that you're within.
Yes.
You need to understand the times and the seasons. The Bible says the sons of Issachar, they understood the times and the seasons of the Lord. You're supposed to be more in tune than the sons of Issachar because the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of you. Say, I should know what's going on. And I can ask the Father. And He'll tell me. Jeremiah 33, he said, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Ask me, says the Father, and I'll tell you. But can you wait for an answer? Can you wait for the answer? Can you wait patiently until the Father prepares your heart to receive what He wants to communicate to you? Because sometimes we're not ready for the answer. Sometimes we're not ready for what God wants to communicate to us, because sometimes it's going to cut against what we want and when we want it. Say, there's a time and there's a season. Say, for all things. Don't think that God is troubled by what you're going through. When I say this, God loves you, but God doesn't get into his emotions when you're going through stuff. God is looking for you to stand up as mature sons and daughters. Say, stand up and agree with me. And quit going to the negative places. Say, stand up.
Stand up.
And agree with me. The Bible says that two or three come as touching anything. Say anything. Guess what? You can touch the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And say, agree. Because the Father doesn't agree with anything that's contrary to his word. The only thing he's promised you is this: my word will not return to you void, but it shall accomplish the thing by which I sent it out to do. So when you come into agreement with the word of God, God says it will happen for you if you don't faint. And if it beats you with old news, beats you with fake news to make you stand off your position of power and walk away from the promise that the Father gives you. The Bible says, do not be, say, don't be, ignorant of the devil's devices. God said, you should know your enemy.
Come on, yeah.
Everybody studies the competition but Christians.
My God.
You can sit down. Everybody studies the competition but Christians. The Bible says, try every spirit by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
First John. Try every spirit. Say, try every spirit. Say, by the Spirit. What's he saying? You should be examining through the Holy Spirit what is functioning and operating where you're going. Even, I'm from corporate America. My life, in her corporate position as a real estate agent, when she's worked with companies, they went to study the competition. We study what the competition is doing.
Yes, sir.
But the Bible gives us a greater promise. It says the enemy is a defeated foe. But God says a very poignant thing: my people perish because they don't have knowledge. Not because it's not available to them, they won't take advantage of the knowledge that they have. Amen. So it's time out for being lazy in 2021. So you have to study your word.
I have to study my word.
Say, so it's life to you.
It's life to me.
The Bible says in Matthew, my word, and Jesus said, my word is spirit and it is life.
Sure.
If he says my word is spirit and life, every time you read the word, life it's is being deposited into you. So why don't you read the word like that? Sitting up there watching Jenny Craig and all this other stuff. If the word, say if the word. See, you have to really ponder this stuff.
Yes, sir.
Say ponder it.
Ponder it.
It's, to some of us, language is cliche. We just throw language out. And we don't ponder it. What does that mean? What is that trying to communicate? I like Clint, and Clint said, Pastor, I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Huh? See, some people sit up here and they'll let this stuff go all and won't ask a question. Or won't write a question. I said, what does that mean? Let me go look that up. It's not hard to be a student. But pride is hard to break. If you prideful, say prideful. And pride comes in so many different ways. We look at pride. Pride can be broken down to so many categories and so many levels and dimensions.
Yes, sir.
We can be unprideful in one area and prideful in another. The Bible says steal. Say steal. That small fox will spoil your vine. So the scripture says examine yourself. Say examine yourself. What do you examine yourself with? Say with the word of God. Not with Facebook, Twitter. Whatever it is.
That's it.
Other people's opinions should not. Say should not.
Should not.
It should not affect you.
Not
particularly, say particularly, if they're not based on the word of God. If it's based on the word of God, pay some attention.
Yes, sir.
Say pay some attention.
Pay some attention.
Because I've been blessed by unsaved people who have some word and the Holy Spirit will use them to minister the word to me.
Yes, sir.
He who has a what? Ear to hear. When you have the ear of the Spirit, you'll hear even when a wicked person is speaking truth.
Amen.
Just because they're wicked don't mean they can't speak truth. I've been around some crooked preachers and they still spoke truth. Didn't change their crookedness, but the truth that they spoke, I had to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Don't let the enemy steal the privileged place that Jesus desires to have in your life. Say, Jesus' desire is to be Lord over your life. Say, His desire. That's His desire, to be Lord. Say, Lord. Not to rule in a harsh manner, but to have you walk in unity with Him. Say, union.
Union.
Union. This is a season where we need doctrine. Say, doctrine. It's time I'm going to church. I'm going to stop this. I got to stop this. It's been so pre-programmed, man. It's pre-programmed to our minds. We don't go to church. We are the church. Do you follow me? Do you hear me? The church, the ekklesia, or that's the Greek word for the church, speaks of a body of believers who have legislative authority in the earth realm. So this is the gathering, say the gathering, of the saints. If you're in Christ, say I'm a saint.
I'm a saint.
Which means, you're part of the body of Christ. Huh? And as a member in the body of Christ, you carry weight.
Yes.
You say, with that weight comes responsibility.
That weight comes responsibility.
You have to know who you are so you can become all that God wants you to be. Say, in Him.
Amen.
I look at you all now, and people say, that's a small group of people. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my name. Gather, say gather. When you guys do praise and worship, you know there's a sound that's being released from this place? And when you're saying, let all the other what? Fade what? What the other names? Fear, insecurity, doubt. Can I tell you this? Greed. Huh? Can I tell you this? Want to be seen.
Yeah.
Want to be influential.
Yeah.
Want to be great.
All of
you. Do you hear me? And all of those, say all of those are fine. Under Christ.
Christ.
Say under Christ.
Christ.
You're supposed to want to be what? Exceptional.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to want to be the best at what you do. Because you represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
And you're uniquely equipped to be that. Say, I'm uniquely equipped. Why are you uniquely equipped? Because you have the uniqueness of the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of you. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm uniquely equipped. Because I have the Holy Spirit of God.
Because I have the Holy Spirit of God.
And the Word of God.
And the Word of God.
In me.
In me.
In engineering, we studied energy masses or energy, potential energy, kinetic energy. Potential energy is energy that's available but has not been released. You have the Word of God. Say the Word of God.
The Word of God.
In you. Say in me.
In me.
And the Holy Spirit of God in me. Potential.
Yes, sir.
But it'll never be released until you open your mouth and walk in it.
That's right. That's right.
Say walk.
Walk.
Amen. You got to walk. Say you got to walk.
You got to walk.
Perfect example. You got the gift of art, but you never developed it. You're a potential artist with potential proceeds. With potential manifestation products developed that can produce money or become an economic source for you. A stream of income, but you never used it. Did you have potential?
Yeah.
Of course you did. Did it benefit you? Of course not, because you didn't release it.
Right.
Say potential.
Potential.
Hmm?
All potential.
Sure. But God wants it to be kinetic. Say kinetic.
Kinetic.
Say, Pastor, you talking like this is a physics class.
Yeah, for real.
The Bible is physics. The Bible is chemistry. The Bible is
Come
math.
On, sir.
God is a mathematician.
Yes,
he created all. God is an engineer. He engineered everything that you see. God is an architect, the master builder. Everything that you see, he provided. God is a scientist. You understand? God is a microbiologist. God is a microeconomics. God is everything you need him to be.
Everything.
Amen.
So you got to see him as he is.
I like
him too. Because he's always expressing himself in ways and terms that we can understand. See, we have separated God. Do you know what science really means? See, this is how we know we haven't been taught. Science simply means knowledge. That's what it means. It simply means knowledge. What does God say? It says in the book of Proverbs, it says pursue knowledge, wisdom and information. Pursue it, say pursue it.
Pursue it.
Who's the creator of all knowledge?
God.
Pursue him and he'll expose you to things that you never knew. Do you follow me?
Amen.
Well, people are saying and they try to hide it, but many scientists are believers in Jesus Christ. You know why? Because they come to the conclusion that everything leads to him.
Amen.
It leads to a creator. And a lot of people over the years who begin to read the Bible come to the conclusion that this is a God. But many of them mouths are being shut. Because if they say too much about God, they'll take their livelihood away from them. And there are those who are bold, say bold. My God, I thank you. And God's calling you to be bold in this season. Say bold in this season. My God, I thank God for you. See, I get up every day with that thought. God, you and I will be great today. And I'll give you the glory. I'll give you the honor. So it honors him that we get up and we come here. I turn on the news today and everything. Pandemic, all this, say all this. It's nothing but fear. I mean, they're blasting fear. The Holy Spirit saying, turn that off. Why? Because it's trying to take the place. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7 says, be anxious for nothing, but through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is critical. Many people aren't thankful when they're worried. Many people aren't thankful when they're in fear. Do you see how the enemy moves on humanity? If you're fearful, you can't be thankful. The enemy is not dumb. He's been around for eons. He will never die. He's a spirit. But he has a short span. Say a span. That's been shortening. Because God is in control of time. And when time is up, his time is up.
Amen.
But he tries to work on the hearts and the minds of people. In particular, say in particular, those who believe Christ. Why? Because Jesus said, you all are the light of the world. See, well, I don't know enough word. I don't know. Now forget that. Get the word in you and the light will come. The more word, the more light.
That's right.
Who you light to? You're light to your friends. Huh? You're light to those who are struggling. You're light to those who are having issues. People who think everything is cool, they're full of themselves. You can't feel that part. Can I say that again? People who are full of themselves have no room for your word because they're full of themselves. You can't put something into a full pot and have it have. Say that it have. Let it have its true power because there's no room to receive it. But people are hurting, they are open. They have a portion to receive from you. So you're the light when your friends are going through. And you spend time with the Father, you have something to share with them. That's why he says you are the light. You become the light when you put the word of God in you and walk in what you know.
Amen.
Saying this year, God's going to use his saints.
Because
there's people in your territory, spheres of influence that God wants to reach. Not only does God want to heal you, he wants to heal them. Not only does God want to benefit them, God wants to benefit you. What better marketing tool than to bless you in the midst of your friends who are having problems? Huh? What does it look like when you're going through in the midst of your friends and God brings you out? Every area of your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, God's going to use to bring glory to his name and be a light to your friends, your cousins, your nieces, your nephews, your co-workers, and even members on the street. So we have to change our mindset. Say, change our mindset. From beat down, broke down, I can't do it, and I'm so poor, it's me. And say, I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. And every day I get up, say, every day I get up, there's an encounter that God has established for me. My situation does not determine my position. My position is I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm seated in a position of authority. Look to your neighbor, says, we're seated in a position of authority. All we have to do is open our mouths and say what the Father says. You'll recognize that the enemy is more afraid of you, and you shouldn't be more afraid of him. Woo, God, I'm sweating. I'm getting all over me. Say fire.
Fire.
You're in 5781. Say 5781.
5781.
That's in God time. And the Gregorian calendar is 2021. See, human beings see time in one area, and God sees it in a different perspective. Y'all, new year comes every 12 months. But God doesn't plan on our new year. Why? Because when Constantine came in, he changed things. He changed the order of things. He changed the order of things. He took everything off the Jewish calendar and he moved it to a new calendar. Guess what? God's calendar don't change. And what you're saying in this century, in this time, say in this time. I'm going to take you guys to the book of 1 Kings, and I'm going to show you some things. What has been or what is now has already been. Huh? Say, what is now has already been. So what you're seeing in the world today has already been. Do you follow me? Say cycles. It's nothing new. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. It's new to you because you weren't there to see it being done before. Do you see what I'm saying? So God gives every humanity, say every sea of sons, a new generation comes to see something that the last generation saw. Why does God speak in terms of generations? If I blessed you in your generation and you talk to your son about it and you bring it into their heads, and you give them an opportunity to learn it, then they will have the same season you have and have the same success that you had and greater success.
Yes.
And the other generation will have a greater success because what was transmitted from the old is now transmitted to the young. So the millennials should have already learned what were the old dudes. The OGs learned if they pass that information on. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what God told Moses. To tell the people, to teach it to your children, your children's children. Why? Because their season is coming. See, their season is coming. And the devil said, I'm a dumbed down parent so they can't teach their children the secrets that they should have learned in their generation. And they're going to move into the generation unawares. Even though the Father desires them to know as much. So that's why God's going to judge parents. Parents in the church. Because you can't judge parents who don't know God. The parents who know God didn't do what they're supposed to do. God's going to judge. Why? Because he's righteous. To whom much is given, much is required. That's why God says don't be bouncing children around. Because I'm going to judge you for the way you raise some children. They mine. Did you know the scripture? Because Psalm David says the children are the inheritance of the Lord. So we have to be sober, say sober, in this hour. And what Satan has done, he's made the sacred things of God common. Can I say that again? He's made the sacred, say sacred. Do you know sexuality is sacred to God? You should be giving it up to everybody. Why? Because there is DNA placed in you to take that to the next child. Sacred, but now they've taken it out of the sacred institution of God and everybody does it. So life isn't what? Life isn't precious. So you go abort now. And believe me, say believe, Pastor. America's under judgment. And anytime God brings judgment, he's doing it because he loves. You got a parent who doesn't chasing you when you do wrong as a parent that doesn't love you. Because when the government gets you, they don't have the same love for you that a parent does. Put your butt in jail or throw the key away. So that's what the Bible says, if you love your child, don't spare the rod. They say beat the hell out of your children. Amen. If God gave you children, he'll give you the instructions on how to raise them.
That's right.
They're his. Mm-hmm. And you have a voice to hear him and not get all in your emotions and angry or your protective. Oh, no, don't do it. You know, some parents are, you know, some children, they protect more than others. We play favors. And we listen to God, and God gives all our children an individual bent, and he teaches us how to raise them. And he changes us in the process, because we think we know everything.
That's right.
God said, leave that child alone. You don't know. Yeah. Do what I tell you to do. I know what I'm talking about. I bet they got four. I'm going somewhere. Y'all got to say, I'm going to say I'm going somewhere. Y'all got some place to be. Y'all
tracking
with me?
We're tracking.
Because see, God doesn't want you ill-equipped. But you're powerful, confident in him and what he's giving you. Once you're confident in that, once you're confident in who you are, and teach you who you are so you'll know from his perspective who you are. You know, you hear some people say, I'm me and I ain't gonna change. Do you even know who you are?
Right.
If you don't know God, you don't know who you are. Yeah. How can you know who you are if the creator who created you hadn't told you who you are? Do you follow me? Mm-hmm. So we have to tap into daddy. See, tap into daddy. Because daddy has some things he wants to say to us. Yeah. And every year, say every year.
Every year.
We say we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we don't do it. And we got to assess. They start assessing. What worked in 2020, and what didn't? Did you even plan for anything in 2020? Some people just live their life. How much money do you want to make this year? People don't ask those questions.
Right.
And we put ourselves in the situations where we limit ourselves. Well, I'm going to fix that income. I can't do nothing. You won't.
Right.
Well, I really don't have the credentials that I need, but I'm afraid to go get them. You won't ever get them. Can't afford that. Why not? If you can, make provisions to change so you can. But many people are afraid because they've never been successful on a consistent basis. And the enemy always points out your past. You're a horrible student. You can't do this. You know how many people are going back to school and getting degrees who are horrible students? You shouldn't be defined by your failures. Can I say that again?
Sure.
You shouldn't be defined by your failures. Quit letting your failures define you. Bible says a good man falls how many times? But he gets back eight, the number of new beginnings. Quit being afraid to fail. Hey, baby, how many times you took your real estate exam? She took that real estate exam. First time, probably didn't make it. Second time, didn't make it. Third time, didn't make it. Fourth time, didn't make it. Every time I say, come on, let's go get something to eat. Come on, baby, let's go feed. You can do this. I was like, you old dummy, you get it? No. Baby, you can do this. You got what it takes. Baby still got that, when she passed that test, you still got that paper, don't you, baby? What is precious to you is what you fight hard for and win.
Amen. Amen.
Right. What is precious to you, what you fight for and you win. And I said, baby, go get it. Go get it. The second time she took that Florida test, boom, how many times you took it, baby? You don't remember?
Just two times.
Two times. Two times.
Missed two on the first time. I was like, oh, that's real good.
Come on, man. Come on. I was like, girl, go get it. Had license in Georgia, had license in Florida. Lost the license in Georgia, but getting ready to get it again. Do you follow me? Yeah, you can clap on that. Baby, go get a license in all 50 states. We'll sell real estate all over here. That's right, she got to have number two. She had the whole area wiped up. But she struggled. But she kept getting back up. Inspiration to me, y'all. Test taking for me come easy. I passed my real estate test first time. But what might be tough for her might be easy for me. When I have something that's tough for me, that's easy for her. Do you understand? So we pull from each other's with strengths and weaknesses.
Amen.
Huh? And same thing in the body of Christ. We pull from each other's strengths and weaknesses. That's why we're here. We're not just here as this abstract family. No, we're here to develop the gifts and talents that God has given us. So not only can we benefit from one another, but someone outside these four walls can benefit from us as well.
Amen.
Say beneficial.
Beneficial.
Know who you are.
Know who you are.
And know the gifts that God has placed in each and every one of you, which comes from communion. Say communion. The devil categorizes us. Gen X, millennial, all these others. Say categorizations. God doesn't categorize us as all. He says saints, children, mine. You're all the same. Black, white, yellow, brown, whatever ethnic group, God says you're all the same. You're my children. But, say but, all of you have different gifts. And I love you accordingly. So like I got four children, I can't treat them all the same. Rachel's different from Rachel. Oh God, Rachel's here, Rachel's here. But unique. Reggie and Rodney, say different.
Different.
But Reggie and Rachel and Rachel, they got traits alike. They even look alike. Say all different, say all different.
All different.
But you treat them, say treat them.
Treat
and their uniqueness, which means you got to know them. So the Holy Spirit comes, John 14, John 15, John 16, to reveal Jesus to you. Because what's true of Christ is also true of you. So what's true of Christ? Which means his characteristics, his qualities, they're in you. Say they're in you. Mm-hmm. And what's true of Christ is also what? True of you. So the Father believes that when you get to know his Son through word and you come into an agreement with the Holy Spirit, when you can yield to him. Because Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says, those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the mature sons of God. Say mature sons. Say not 10-year-olds. Although some 10-year-olds can be more obedient than 50-year-olds. just depends on, say, depends on the heart. It says mature children, say mature children. What are mature children? Who understand the value of the Father and they yield to the instructions thereof. When mama says something, mama tells me something that's true, I'm going to follow her. Which means they value their mother or their father. And when mother, father says something, guess what? They yield. Say yield. But as they grow, say as they grow.
As they grow.
Say Holy Spirit comes in.
Holy Spirit comes in.
And I can give Rachel instructions, but the Holy Spirit may give her something contrary. I am. Say I am. Say mature to the point where I recognize that Holy Spirit is giving, I may give her good instruction, but he gives us the right instruction. See, you can give your son good instruction, but it might not be God's instruction for them. So they need to know God for themselves. And God won't tell you because he wants them to know it from him. See how wise God is? So I will blunt you out so I can make them recognize that I speak to you too. Is it God being mean? No, it's God being sovereign. He give your children an opportunity to know that I can speak to you just like I can speak to your parents. And guess what? Mom and daddy might not know everything.
That's right.
That's true. Mama and daddy might not know everything, but the Holy Spirit knows all things. So you see how important it is to let every other thing fade away.
Amen.
Say, let every other thing.
Let every other thing.
Paul says, every high thing that exalts, to exalt means to lift up. The enemy wants you to lift up fear above faith.
Yeah.
The enemy wants you to lift up worry above peace. The enemy wants you to lift up anxiety above rest. So that's why you need to be around people who can teach you. Say the word of God. And you can take what is taught and apply it to your life. You should have someone in your life that knows more about the word than you do. You should have somebody in your life that can speak to you. Say, speak to me. Say the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because you don't know everything. I have people speaking into my life because I don't know everything. Do you follow me? But what I do know, I know. And I recognize this. Guess what? As long as God has breath in my body, there's something new to learn. Never stop learning while you're alive. Never get to the point where you can't receive. When I hear people say, can't nobody, everybody speak into my life? I have to question that. There's a pool. See, say, there's a truth. I can't let liars speak into my life. But I also can't reject people speaking truth into my life because I don't like what they're saying. Do you follow me? So if it hurts, if I say if it hurts, say, and it's true. Say, ouch, and do it. Do you follow what I'm saying? Because the enemy's trying to create weak, say, weak believers. Can't take nothing. Say emotional. You hurt my feelings. Did I tell you the truth? Yeah. Does it benefit? Yeah. But I like it.
Yeah.
Baby, grow up. Brother, grow up. Say grow up.
Grow up.
Hallelujah. Did you get something out of that?
Yes,
let every other thing fade away. Don't let things from 2020 come to sacrifice your success in 2021. Don't bring the garbage of 2020 into 2021.
Amen.
Do you know what you do with a failure? You learn from it and move on. You don't dwell on a failure and let a failure make you feel less than. Clinton played a position that I played in high school called quarterback. You better have a very, very short memory. Because if you don't, you'll be paralyzed. Say paralyzed. By your last failure. See, our job was to permit, not to prevent, somebody to catch the football. So wherever you went, we on it. Say on it. And my whole job is not only to not allow him to catch the ball, but to catch the ball myself and score a touchdown for the other team. But if I get beat, say get beat. And I'm always worried about the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Look, and he don't worry about me again. And guess what? He gonna catch another one. Because I'm preoccupied with the failure of the past and not looking to the potential for the future successes. Do you follow me? See, though I fail this one, doesn't mean I'm going to fail the next one. Why? Because I'm always looking for the potential for success. If you dwell, if you fail, if you dwell on failure, you'll always have it. If you dwell on failure, you'll always have it. If you dwell, say dwell.
Dwell.
Focus on your failures. They'll always plague you. Say, don't dwell on your failures. You focus on the potential for success. Say, focus on the potential for success. We get that from Galatians 6:7. Be anxious for nothing. You know what anxiety is? Anxiety is knowing there's a need, but not knowing how it's going to be met. That's where anxiety comes from. Knowing you need something, but I don't know where it's coming from. Do you follow that? The Father says, be anxious for what?
Nothing.
But through what? Prayer. Which means you trust God. You don't pray what you don't believe. And what do you pray? The word of God that you know. Do you follow?
Yes, sir.
Then it says prayer and what? Supplication. Which is praying for others. Say others first. Then my issues. Ooh, that's serious, isn't it? Because what you pray for others, God will make happen for you. Seek ye first, Matthew 6:33, the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Say, God makes all things happen to you when you look out for others. Which is his will. Say,
seek first.
His kingdom. Provision for you. Say, there's kingdom provision for you. Where is that found? In his word. Where is that found?
In his word.
Say, kingdom provision. Seek first. Say,
seek first.
Don't seek the banker. Don't seek Cousin Leroy. Cousin Billy Bob. Cousin Quantavious, Quarnisha. You understand what I'm saying? Zeke, Ricardo, Eduardo. Whatever the name may be.
Yes, sir.
Say, seek first what? God and his kingdom.
Yes.
Which means there should be a relationship you establish with God as you go to the Father.
Amen.
See, 2021 is about you tapping into God because you're going to need Father. In this year. Because I'm going to show you, some hell's going to be popping this year.
Yeah.
Why? Because God's dealing with hell. Why is he dealing with hell? Because America has opened the door for hell to dwell. So in order for God to deal with hell, he got to deal with Americans. What he's dealing with is your attitudes, your appetites, the things that open gates for the enemy to come in and reign over your life. Because when Satan comes in, he ain't coming in just to deal with you. He come to deal with your family and everything associated with you, your job and everything else. Because he is a destroyer. Say destroyer.
Destroyer.
God is a repairer.
Amen.
You follow me?
Yes.
And so in this house, say in this house, God is opening up your mind so you can see beyond your little stuff.
Yes.
Say micro.
Micro.
God is opening up, you see the macro. Because he don't want you so limited. that you can't box and win. See, you live in Bradenton, or you live in Brandon. You might live in Palo Beach. People moving to Ruskin, baby. Ruskin was like, oh Lord, I don't know nobody moving to Ruskin. But Ruskin's booming.
Yes, it is.
I live in Paris. Mm-hmm. I don't want to live in Paris. I don't want to live in Paris with cows, goats, lions and tigers and bears. Oh my God. Shoot. That's like going from the country, from the city to the country. But the country done got metropolitanized. You understand what I'm saying? I made up that word. Metropolitan, metropolitanized. You follow me? So you live long enough, the stuff that used to be holes in the wall become places that you can reside in.
Yeah.
Guess what? Because people always developing stuff and making what makes better.
Amen.
That's the heart of God. See, the heart of God.
Heart of God.
To make things better. That's why he comes and downloads himself into you and downloads his Holy Spirit into you so you can think greater than you've thought before. I grew up in the projects, man. Our apartment was the biggest half of this room. If you start here and move over to the right, two bedrooms, a kitchen, a storage facility, which we call a pantry, a little living room, and a toilet, and that's what we lived in, with no air conditioning for 18 years. In Florida, no air conditioning. It was Jesus that got us through that. I remember nights when it was 100 degrees with no breeze blowing. You don't want sheets. You don't want underwear. You just want relief. Didn't have a shower. All we had was a little, you know, a little faucet, valve. You just go jump in the waters.
Cool.
Come on, pop and sweat. Say pop and sweat. And when me and my baby walked into our house, which is a little bit less than 5,000 square feet, mm-hmm. and we're walking around and we're like, oh man, built it from the ground up.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my apartment, that little apartment we had in. Our basement was two times bigger than that. Mm-hmm. And you say, where can God take you from if you let him? Mm-hmm. Three-car garage. Driveway was, everybody know what I'm talking about. So if you say dreams. Say dreams. Do you know, say, look at yourself, say, it's time to dream. Quit limiting what you can be.
Yes.
Say, start dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
Just get a piece of paper. Say, get a piece of paper.
Huh?
And just write some desires down on the paper. What would you want to see in your life? Say, visioneering. Just write some things down. Say, I would like to do this. I would like to go here. Just do it just to be doing it, to expose and expand yourself. Prayer and say, God, what's possible?
Amen.
Say, what's possible, Father?
What's possible? What's possible,
Father? And don't be surprised if you say, according to your faith, baby. Say, be it unto you. What do you believe me for?
Come on.
What do you believe me for?
Yeah.
Is it too hard for me to get you a Mercedes? Is it too hard for me to get you a Kia? Is it too hard for me to get you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember, God always wants to do stuff that you can't do. You can buy yourself a Kia. Go buy yourself a Kia. Go get yourself a Ford 250. Go get yourself a Ford 250. But if you need me, say if you need me. Say, let me open the door for you. God wants us to begin to put this word to action. Don't let your emotions get the best of you. Sometimes it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. But sometimes you should be crying. you should be working. Say what? Working on the word. Say working on the word.
On the word.
Building your faith level. Say building your faith.
Lord Jesus, I remember what you're
going to do. Oh, God help me.
That's not the word.
And God is just cool, calm, collected. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to let you get yourself together.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you.
Get your Bible. Say, get your Bible.
Get your Bible. Come on.
And open your Bible. When was the last time you opened your Bible?
Oh, Lord, it's been like over 5 years.
That's why.
Believe me. Believe me. It's a lot of people like that. You guys look caught up in the cares. Say cares.
Cares.
And he's what? He's filled your head. Through your words and through your thoughts. There's so much stuff. Say so much stuff.
So much stuff.
There's some people who would really believe that God doesn't hear them. I've done so much wrong. He doesn't listen to me. I'm too wicked. Like you gotta be great for God to come into your life. Clinton, if I had to wait till I got myself together, what? I've been dead. God
right, it's
not
true.
Follow me? Because you know, you hear some people say, man, I got to get myself together before I come to God. I was like, you can't, if you could get yourself together, you wouldn't need me.
Come on now.
That's right.
Do you follow me?
That's right.
You wouldn't need me if you could get yourself together. That's why I'm here, because I'm the part. See, he's a missing part. It's like I was watching The Wizard of Oz, but the Tin Man was looking for a heart. Looking for a heart. But the heart was the part that God, that was the God part he was missing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Iron Man, you take the little thing off his chest and what? He collapses because that's his life force. Mm-hmm. Guess what? The Holy Spirit is your life force.
Yeah.
So you can't live without Holy Spirit. You can't be a Christian and ignore him. It's like Iron Man taking his power source and putting it on the ground. Eventually, he collapses and dies. You know, you can be alive and be dead. You can be alive and dead. Dead emotionally to the things of God. Dead emotionally to the provisions and to the promises that he has for you. Dead to the possibilities that he has for every area of your life, spiritually, socially, economically, governmentally, business-wise, promotionally. Dead to all those provisions. Because you haven't tapped into the life source that he's giving you. You don't know what the word says about what he has for you. He's just walking through life. 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 50 years later, where did the time pass? What have I accomplished? Life is just blown by you. And now death is at the door. And you look back and you say, vanity, as Solomon said. It was all vanity. Because life without God and the Holy Spirit and his word is vanity. It's been a useless waste of time. God doesn't want your life on the planet to be a useless waste of time. Let all the other things fade away. Let everything that's not contrary to the will of God, everything that resists God's best for you, let it fade away. Don't let it settle in you. Don't let it settle on the penthouse of your mind. You know what they call them? Penthouses, high-rise buildings. They have a penthouse. Pent means high. This is your penthouse. Don't let the enemy play in your penthouse. Don't let them lay doubt and fear, trepidation, anger, resentment. Don't let them lay all that stuff that triggers the enemy's activities in your life and hinders what God wants to bring in. Quit letting your mind be flooded with stuff that don't matter. Value what you put into your life. Watch what you watch. Evaluate, is this worth my time? You know, people at times just fade away. There's sometimes you just need to rest. I've been out 2 weeks. Baby, have I done too much anything? Feel kind of good. Because I drive myself hard, man. 2 days out of the week, I'm 16 hours doing my job as a project director, and then I've got ministry things I do on the side. My day might start at 5:30, it might not end till 11. And I get back up the same day, boom, and I go through it again. Sometimes I drive myself harder than I should, but guess what? I'm production oriented. I want to produce some things. But there are times and a season, time and a season, when you need to rest. It's okay to lay around sometimes. Because you know the enemy chirping. You need to get your butt up. You need to go take a shower. You need to put some clothes on it. It's in my house. And what you doing playing in my house? Praise you. What's your name, sister? Ann, pleasure to meet you, Ann. Welcome, welcome. It's your beautiful. Give Ann a round of applause, amen. Thank you for coming, Ann. You could have been anywhere. Thank you for being here with us.
Amen.
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 You want to greet visitors. The Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. But we have to get to the place, man, where we learn how to flow in the ebb and flow of the Spirit. Because the enemy will drive you and kill yourself. Yes, I can rest. It's my house. God's given it to me. So I can sit around, chill. He gave me that lazy boy. Kick my house shoes in. Watch my football game and Gunsmoke. I love Gunsmoke now. I'm old school. I like Gunsmoke, man. High Chaparral, yes. Virginia. Why we grew up on that stuff?
Cowboys.
Cowboys and Indians. Black and white. Miss Kitty.
Festus.
Always got some lessons to be learned.
Always. That's right.
You spend time with TV, have lessons. Say lessons for you to learn. You follow what I'm saying? And say, listen, Sly, I know this. I don't watch the Housewives or nothing. Them people are too much drama.
Oh my God.
Too much drama. I can't take it. I'm like, for real, guys? Come on, y'all. Click. We got drama in real life. We don't need drama in this. It's real drama in real life. Like, give me something to help. Get me out of the drama. Then some people, they live in that. They embrace it, and then they're going to live it out. Because you know what you're full of, you're going to live out. Whatever you're full of, that's what you're going to walk out. So you got to recognize, you're filling up your reservoir. What are you filling yourselves up with? My wife and my daughter, they go look at houses. It's kind of weird. I got a degree. I studied architecture for 3 years. I mean, I can draw a house, I can design a house, but then my babies, they go, and like that. She looks at do it yourself. Now I find myself watching do it yourself. Because guess what? Styles change. Say styles change. Everything doesn't stay the same. Say everything's in a state of flux. And I guess what that glory got to tell you about. To Ecclesiastes chapter 1. And we flow like this. Is that all right?
It's all right.
Let me flow like this. Amen. Chapter 1. Took my notes. I like quiet time. I guess my baby said, now why you gotta wait till like 10 o'clock before you going to study though? Everybody else going to sleep. Mm-hmm.
She got her wings, and I got mine. Say thank God for your spouses. Say my young people. Say y'all young. Figure out why you want to get married. Say, just don't go jump into something. Mm-hmm. Don't want to be in no mess. My dad used to say, be the best, stay out the mess. I guess he learned because he was in a whole lot of mess when he was young. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse number 10. I'm going to write these down for you. It's a few of them. It's a time and a season. Ecclesiastes. The other one is chapter 2, verse number 12. The other one is chapter 3, verse number 15. Ecclesiastes, glory to God, 6:10. The times and seasons. It's just a time for development. Develop yourself before you get into relationships. Say mentoring. Or what another word for would be discipleship. The enemy has tried to divide. Say divide. Fathers, say fathers. From sons. Say sons from daughters. The enemy is trying to destroy what we know as the family structure. See, he needs people to do that. Because what have we studied in this church in Romans, not Romans, but in Psalms chapter 8, verse number 5 and 115, verses 7 and 8, that God gave dominion of the planet to who? To mankind. Say mankind. Which was woman, say woman. And man. I really have a choice. Why do we make things so difficult? Try, by, binary. What was all that? Do you follow me? Why are you confusing it? When there's no scientific proof of it? Say love everybody. But the enemy always tries to confuse. Say confuse. God is not the author of what? Confusion. If I stand a naked woman and a naked man up, what am I going to see? A naked man and a what? What's binary? What's tri? You know what that is? Sexual preference. You can have a sexual preference. But it shouldn't be a law that makes me, say makes me. Change what God has scientifically identified. Why does God want you to be, say times and seasons. Why does God want you to consider your sexuality sacred? And not just throw your stuff all over the planet. And God throw their seed all over the place. Because it brings order, say order. And it's a framework, say a framework. To take care of what you produce. Do you follow what I'm saying? Why? Because think about it. You studied biology, didn't you? Did they show you how when that sperm is released, what it has to fight?
Yeah.
What it has, the battle that it has to go through to get to that egg? It's a life and death what? Struggle. And that's what got all of us here.
Say from point of conception, struggle. But God knew Anne was going to come forth. God knew Deborah was going to come forth. God knew at 86 that Mom, Catherine, was going to what? Come forth. Trajan's KKA is Agent Kelly. She's going to come forth. His levity of it is laughter. God knows what he wants, man. I didn't give myself this order, but God did. People struggle with what they look like. What's your definition of beauty derived from? God says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. I like Clint just like he is. Don't change Clint. That's how I wanted you to look.
Right.
You don't need no pointy nose like Michael Jackson. Keep the nose you got.
Right.
I like Rita just like I created. I like Reggie just like you're ready. You know when my confusion comes? When I try to find something that fits into my life that's not supposed to be there.
That's good. That's good.
See, I know what it's like to be propositioned by another man. And my insides are like this right here because that's something that I wasn't. How do you process that? But he's wounded. Say wounded. Because the enemy mars. You know what it means to mar? To disfigure and to disform. Satan tries to disfigure and disform everybody. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John chapter 10, verse number 10. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But thank God, Jesus says, but I have come that you might have my life and that life more abundantly. Say the abundant life. Which means, guess what? Every other thing's got to fade away. Every other thing that doesn't line up with the word of God, I can't let it land. It's got to move on. Got to watch all that come into the house. So, my mom and my dad had four children. But see, seeing a woman have to raise four children by herself had an impact upon me never to put another woman in that position. Which means how much you like me doesn't matter if we, I should tell you, the few girls that I ever did, I said, sex is not an option. We're not doing it. If you have a problem with that, move on. You're a football player. Every football player ain't a sex maniac.
Right. Mm.
Every athlete's not a sex maniac.
That's right.
See, I saw what that woman had to run through trying to raise four boys by herself. My children, I will raise. And the two we lost, thank God I'll see them again. I'm looking forward to seeing my two children in heaven. Yeah, you got two. You got brothers and sisters you never saw. But see, it was a mindset. See, a mindset. There's a time and season. See, a time and season for everything. I told myself at high school, I ain't got no business messing around with a female. And she ain't got no business messing around with me. I don't even know who I am. And even the devil will play with you. I told y'all about a young lady that, you know, I was taking, and we was over here on the riverfront, and we got into our emotions and everything, and then we getting ready to do something. And the Lord, I heard my mom's voice. What you doing?
Oh my!
See, God will sound like your mom.
That's right.
What you doing?
Everybody
I'm looking at her. We like this right here. We like this right here, baby. That she went there with this. Oh, what you doing? Playing mom's like what mom doing in God? The one mom is the Holy Spirit. Put your clothes on. Put her clothes on too. Drive her home. Then I do the right thing the next morning. All hell broke loose. Her parents mad. But I ain't do nothing. Now they wondering about my sexuality.
Oh,
you ain't. What's wrong with you? You okay? I'm like, y'all told me not to, but now you trusting me because I did. What's up? Y'all tripping now.
Yep.
You told me not to. Now I did do it. Now you question my sexuality.
That's crazy.
But the word of God still remains true.
Amen.
Because see, her emotions was hurt because her value was on her sobriety. And if you couldn't do it with me, then there must be something wrong with me. And I ain't going to accept that. There must be wrong with you. Because nobody can look at me naked and ignore this.
Right, right.
That's good.
So she took what I was trying to do to preserve her as an affront to her character. Because you're supposed to see me and desire me. Because her whole value was not in the substance of who she was. But her value was based upon what she looked like. So when you get away from that, because people have different ideas about what makes them valuable. And young ladies, your value should not be based upon what you look like physically, because that's going to fade away. And he might fade away too. 40 years down the road, he might be boom.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
What are you going to eat
today?
You got to love him too. You married him. You follow me? So say time and season.
Time and season.
You got to take care of yourself. Say take care of yourself. For them. Say
for them.
See, I take care of myself. Her, she don't need to be trying to carry me. Things can happen. Say, things can happen. But we take care of ourselves because if she gets sick, I can pick her up, carry her to the bed. Now, she might need a U-Haul and a dolly to carry me around. But the issue is you have to prepare. Say, preparation. There's seasons. Say, season for preparation. We gotta teach our children, teach our young people this, teach our daughters, teach our sons. Life is lived in stages, and you must prepare in stages. You shouldn't get old to the point where you can't take care of yourself. Exercise, say exercise. Watch what you eat. Quit eating everything because that's what you're accustomed to eating, and it's killing you. Say change. Gotta learn how to adjust. Can't eat what you used to eat. You don't even move around like you used to. And yet you're still eating the same way. Why? Creatures of habits. And your habits will kill you if you don't control them. Do you follow me? And say Satan knows your habits. And he'll use your habits to kill you. But Jesus will change your habits if you let him.
Amen.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Jesus
will change your habits if you let him. Who's got Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse number 10? Who can read that for you? The pastor's going somewhere. Let every other thing pass away. Jesus, what? Take your place. Don't let anything change Jesus' place in your life. Don't let that gossip. Don't let that gluttony. Say gluttony. Jesus said, come and pray. And you said, no, I got to eat this steak. Let every other thing fade away.
Yeah.
Steak, you got to go. Jesus, have your way.
I did the coke.
That sherbet that you like so much in the midnight hour. I'm hitting me. Ecclesiastes 1:10.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything of which it can be said, see this, it is new. It has already existed for the vast ages of time, recorded or unrecorded, which were before us.
Say, if it's new,
it's
not new. Because it already was.
Say, God
created all things before the foundation of all things. He says, I'm Alpha. What's Alpha mean? What's Omega mean?
I'm Alpha and what?
Amen.
Say, I'm the beginning and the what?
Yeah.
So your life was finished before you came.
Right.
Say, my life.
In God.
Was finished.
Before I showed up.
Can I give you a vivid example of that? I'm an architect engineer by education. You saw UTC Mall, but UTC Mall was built before it was built. UTC Mall was designed on paper before you saw it in natural. Every brick, every steel beam, every column, every drywall partition, every light fixture, every HVAC system, every heater, everything that was in that building was designed before it showed up. You were designed, then you showed up. Mm-hmm. The King James Version says, is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? Oh, this is new. Oh, UTC Mom, that's new. When MTV came up, God already knew it. Even though they let Michael Jackson and those black people perform. Y'all too young to know this. When they first established MTV, they ain't let no black people perform.
It's true. Well, that's
what Michael Jackson was the first person that was allowed to come on MTV because of his popularity. And who was the popularity? White people wanted to see this man perform. Your gift will make room for you. See, this is new. No, it's not. It has been already of old time. In essence, this has already existed in the old. When we were young, we used to wear parts in our hair. So my grandma, we thought we was cool. Had a little part on the side of the head. Oh, yeah, we wanted to shave like that. We can't right there. My grandmother said, oh, we did that in the 30s. Grandma said, I ain't nothing new. Styles come and go because style is cyclical. It goes in cycles. Got a little two-tone shoes on. Had our penny loafers with the little, grandma said, baby, we did that in the 40s. Ain't nothing new under the sun. When I was in college at Tuskegee in Florida, and then we used to study, I saw some pictures of Africans who had braids just like ours. And we think we're doing something new. Seasons, cycle. Lifestyles, what? Cycle. There's nothing, what? New under the sun. You think it might be new, it's new to you, but it has always been. That which is has already been. Say, Pastor's taking me somewhere. Ecclesiastes 2:12. Who's got Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse number 12. Hallelujah. And I turned myself to behold. What's behold mean?
To
look or to see or to experience wisdom and what?
Madness.
Another word for madness is stupidity. Say foolishness.
Foolishness.
Mm-hmm. Madness and what? Folly. For what can man do that cometh after the king? Even that which hath been already done or completed. Rachel, you got the Amplifier. Read that for me.
So I turn to consider secular wisdom, madness, and folly. For what will the man do who succeeds the king? Nothing except what has already been done.
Say secular wisdom.
Secular wisdom
is wisdom without input from God. So God says, when secular people do something, guess what? It's going to be repeated. Say repeated.
Repeated.
And it's going to be repeated whether it was good or bad. Why? Because if it's successful, guess what? They're going to try to do it again. If they don't know it fails, guess what? They're going to try to what? Do it again. Because some people don't know that what they're trying to do that failed already what? Failed. What's that called? Repeating cycles. What do we say insanity was?
Doing the same thing over and over.
And attempting what?
Expecting different results.
How many people do that? Mm-hmm. On what? Continuous basis. How many girls get involved with the wrong guys on a continuous basis? The very one you hate is the very one you what? Why do you always attract the same guy or the same girl? Because you got the soul tie. You soul tie with them. Probably a good dream. Stop.
You
messing
with me.
Say lessons learned. See, that's what the Father said.
That's what the Father.
Through the word, comes to what? Check your heart. So you don't make the same what? Mistake over again. Well, I didn't know he was the same way, but he had the same mentality. Say, like, hey, but you thought you could what? Change him. Mm-hmm. So don't put yourself in that situation. Mm-hmm. Say, everything that has been has been before. 3:15. You got 3:15. I see Pastor's head is somewhere. I'm trying to show you where you are in 2021, okay? That's why I said, let everything other thing what?
Fade away.
Jesus have you. Jesus take your. That's your mindset. You don't want anything but Jesus. Say Jesus. Say ruling and reigning in your inner man. Say by the Holy Spirit. That's where we need to be in 2020. That the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide. What does abide mean? To dwell. Abide, to dwell, to live in, to function, to have his way. Say, in me. Say, understand Holy Spirit. Sybil's promptings. You know those promptings when you look back, you go, man, I should have did that. Something. Say something. That was the Holy Spirit. What's the something?
Amen.
He was telling you not to do that. He was telling you to go left, not right. He was telling you to get ready because this is going to happen on your job today. And when it happens, you're like, oh, God, I know I should have got this together. Because he was instructing you. Mm-hmm. Say prompts. And there's sometimes when it's like he's an audible voice. He's like, oh, man, I heard that. He will always speak to you in terminology that you understand.
Yeah.
Like I told you, he had to speak to me like mama when I was trying to do something that mama didn't like, that I didn't like, and that she would like either if the product had came about that comes as a result of that activity.
Right.
Do you follow me?
Right.
So we have to get put ourselves into a posture where we're hearing what Holy Spirit is saying. Because that's what you are supposed to hear. If you are in who? Christ. Say, I'm supposed to hear the Holy Spirit. Say, I'm supposed to hear the Holy Spirit. I'm supposed to hear him. And respond to him. Because he knows what's best for me.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes 3:15, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
That which has already been and that which will be has already been.
Say that again.
That which it has already been and that which will be has already been.
Will be is future tense, is it not?
Right.
But it says has what?
Already been.
You mean something that has yet to show has already been?
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
Something that is we haven't even seen yet. The Father says it's already been. What is he saying? It has already occurred in the lifestyles of those that have gone beyond you.
Yes. That's good.
Before you came here. Mom and dad had similar circumstances and situations. See, some of you don't even know what your parents went through because guess what? Parents don't tell children everything.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Katrina said, some lie. Some just ain't tell you. Mm-hmm. See, some parents don't tell you their discretions because they don't want you to get the idea that you got to do it too. So they don't want to tell you that they did certain things that they shouldn't have done. Because they don't want you to know what they did do. Because they figure you find out what they did do, you wouldn't want to do it too. What they don't understand is because the same DNA is in you, them is in you. You're going to do the same thing because guess what? You're going to have the same opportunity. See, God revisits. See, God revisits his promised life for you. But Satan also revisits. Satan revisits the instructions of your parents and your generation behind you on you too. And in fact, that you might embrace it. How do you embrace it? You do it or you speak it. We don't always be poor because everybody before me was poor. We ain't gonna never have no good marriages because ain't nobody in my family ever had a marriage that lasts. You know, we don't buy houses, we just live in apartments. So mindset, say generational. Who's gonna break it? Say we are.
Superman.
Jesus is a Superman. You understand?
Amen.
Say, I'm going to break the generational curse. See, sometimes we need to talk. Say, sometimes we need to talk. Because, see, I need to know what you had. So I can speak against it in my prayer life. I declare and decree, I ain't walking in high blood pressure like my family. I'm not walking with gout and diabetes and what? All these other things. If I don't say it, guess what? It's going to come. The Bible says, you shall say, if any man say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes of everything that he says will come to pass, he shall, she shall have what they say. So you are speaking to the future about something that's already been. I ain't walking into my parents' calamity. I'm not walking into my ancestors' loss and defeat. I'm not walking into my ancestors' negative conversations and negative declarations. You understand what I'm saying? So I have to speak the word of God. So the curse, say the curse, stops in my generation. I'm not going to be birthed in a family where I've got unwanted pregnancies. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say you can stop that by decreeing the word of God and acting. Say acting. Putting yourself in a process to be what? Successful. It's that simple. It's that simple. You can do it one way or you can do it the other way. You get the results of the right way, you'll get the results of the wrong way. I think most of you want the results of the right way. Read 3:15 again, Deb, daughter.
That which is has already been and that which will be has already been.
Come on now.
For God seeks what has passed by so that history repeats itself.
Say history.
History
repeats itself. That's why, Clint, you got to be excited when the new opportunity comes. You understand? Because God will bring the opportunity to you. What? Again. But you got to. You can't deal with the opportunity with the mind that failed, huh? You see, when the opportunity came, you can't deal with it with the mindset that it caused you to fail the first time. So your mind's got to be transformed. See, that guy beat me the first time, ain't too many people beat me in college, too many in high school when I was back home. But when he did beat me, say, you ain't gonna beat me no more. And the reason he beat me then, because I slept in the way grass. And when we went to college, that same guy was on there, was in college with me. Man, I remember you, I beat you over there. I said, how many passes you caught that day? One. How many passes you caught before then? I was averaging 10 a game. I said, I think I won. Tampa Cabin. Yeah. High wide receiver, one pass the whole game. I was on it like wide race. And I told him if I hadn't slipped, I'd have intercepted that ball because I was dropping. My foot slipped, he jumped over and caught the ball. I said, but you still didn't score. The issue was this. Say the issue was this. You got to come to the new challenge with a new way of thinking. I win. Say, I win.
I win.
You've already won. Because your future, say my future, in God has already been established.
Yes.
See, that's a whole triggering, that's a whole transforming of your mind. In essence, God has prepared a victory for every problem that you run into. It's a victory established. It's a victory established for every issue that's come in your life. And God says, who are you going to believe today? Choose you today. Who are you going to what? Because the scripture says your future has already been worked out. Read it again, daughter. She's not moved on.
I went to the King James version.
Okay. That was a nice version. I like that.
Yeah.
I wonder what the Passion version says about that.
It's the Passion version?
Mm-hmm. Say, everything that is yet to come has already been done. I'm building a $57 million school.
Wow.
It's already done.
It's already done?
You can't see it, but it's on paper. When I go to work Monday, I'm going to be reviewing those documents.
Mm-hmm.
Says already done.
It's already done.
Footprints already done. Height of the walls already done. Type of roofing system's already done. Type of air conditioning system's already done. Type of control system already in place. Type of kitchen equipment already done. Type of tile, type of ceiling tile, type of light fixtures, projectors, everything already done. But you don't see it, but it's done. That's your future. Can't see it, but it's already done.
They do have
Old Testament, but some of them ain't downloaded online.
Yeah,
okay, just read what you read before.
Amplified. Okay, so the Amplified. Mm-hmm. 2:12. So I turned. Well, wait, we're on 3.
Are you 15?
That which is has already been, and that which will be has already been. Mm-hmm. For God seeks what has passed by, so that history repeats itself.
Does that give you some hope?
Mm-hmm.
Sound like God is a God, not the second chance, but the 55th and the 75th and the 100th chance. So don't be limited. Say, don't be limited.
Don't be limited.
Say, by time.
By time.
Say, by time.
By time.
Make the best out of your life.
Amen.
Don't get beat down or anxiety ridden because of what?
Challenges. Look to your neighbor and says, challenges are nothing more.
Challenges are nothing more.
But stepping stones.
Stepping stones.
To greater success.
To greater success.
Say, surround myself.
Surround myself.
With wisdom.
With wisdom.
Usually that's people. Mm-hmm. And take chaps. You ever heard of the term carpe diem? Carpe diem. It's a Latin word meaning seize your day. What'd you say, carpe? This is how you spell it. Carp dime. Or I think it's D-I-E-M. And it means to seize, you know, something with seize your day. It means to attack it with confidence. Attack it. Say, attack it. Your message. You know, y'all, sometimes we get out of bed. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I sure don't want to do this. No, you get up like this. Okay. All right, God, me and you, we're going to work this thing out today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put your makeup on. Get your hair done right. Get your lipstick on right and smile and say, let's handle this. You and me, God, we got this. That's how you're supposed to walk out your day.
Yeah.
It came nothing. You ever heard that song about gambling? Ain't no stopping me now. We're on the move. That's how you got to get up and check life. Say, check it like that. Because that's what that means. Your day has already been established. Go to Psalm 68:19. I'm going to let y'all go. Psalm 68:19. Did you guys get this? Just in case. Psalm 68:19. Psalm chapter 68, verse 19. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all getting some out of this?
Amen.
Amen. Is this card great? Is that safe? What's the term y'all got?
10 to 1.
Oh, okay, I gotta change this one. I just say 10 to 2. I'm about to scare myself. I feel y'all about to throw me out of here. Okay. Hallelujah. Who's got 6 to 8:19?
Blessed be the Lord who bears our burden day by day, the God who is our salvation. Selah.
Huh? Okay. Read King James Version. Who's got that?
Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the dawn of our salvation.
Who does what?
Daily
what?
Loaded us.
With what?
With benefits.
Okay, last time I heard benefits meant good, huh? Okay. Last time I heard benefits are good things.
Yes.
So you mean every day, say every day.
Every day.
God loads me what?
Benefits.
Why? Because he knows the future before the end.
Yes.
So every day, your provision, say my provision, is available. In Jesus' name. And you got to have that mentality. See, that's a mentality that recognizes. It recognizes that God's going to show up.
Amen.
So I'm not walking around biting my nails, raising my blood pressure, saying stuff that should not be coming out of my mouth. You follow me? So it's a discipline. It's a discipline that God wants to. And it's a discipline that's worked out by the implementation of the word. Say, speak the word.
Speak the word.
Mm-hmm. Say, speak it.
Speak it.
Jesus says what? Speak the word. Mm-hmm. You got to speak it.
Yes.
I told Jackie when she wanted the job, ask God for the job. Mm-hmm. He'll provide it, right?
Yes, he will.
If any man say, ask.
Ask.
James says, you have not because you and the reason we don't ask is because we don't be, say, not in 2021. We ain't walking like that this year. Mm-hmm. Say, ain't walking like that this year. And you need to say, start talking. COVID's not going to come near my household this year. You'll have what you
say.
Because you believe it. Say, believe it. And I ain't dying. Say, I ain't dying. Mm-hmm. Don't receive everything you hear from the news media. Can I say that again?
Yes.
If it don't line up with the will of God, don't say what they say. Mm-hmm. Remember, this is the year of the what? In the Hebrew, the year of the what? The Bible says, whoever says, you shall have what you
say.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Watch what you say. Because
yeah.
I told you, the enemy's trying to trigger you. Say, trying to trigger you. I'm going to give you an assignment. So I'm going to give you an assignment. I want you to read what Katrina said. I gave a portion of it to you during New Year's Eve service. First Kings. 1:17-22. What? What's that, baby?
This is Adam, because New Year's with Jeremiah.
Yeah, Jeremiah with New
Year's.
Deuteronomy
and
Jeremiah.
Yeah,
and Isaiah.
Oh my God. I'm getting a whole lot of stuff in there.
Wow,
yeah. A whole lot of stuff. What I'm trying to show you is that. Say 1 Kings, chapter 22.
Second Kings,
chapter 9.
Chapter 9.
Through chapter 11. Okay. What I'm trying to show you is that, say cycles. What was happening in Israel in 620 BC, okay, is happening in America in 2020 AD. Mm-hmm. Say the same characters.
Same characters.
Say the spirit,
that
was operating in 620 BC. The spirits don't die. They're operating on human beings in 2020 and 2021. Mm-hmm. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just going to give you glory to God. trying to get it. There was a pandemic. Mm-hmm. You'll read it. Say pandemic.
Pandemic.
Mm-hmm. At that time, say it's a pandemic.
Pandemic.
Uh-huh. Say social.
Social.
And religious strife.
And religious strife.
Say the country, was divided. Say conservative, and liberal.
And
that's about all right. Yeah, liberal. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Say a battle. Between what is good, and what is evil.
And what is evil.
Say good was called evil.
Good was called evil.
And evil called good. Say political. And religious. Confusion regarding right or wrong. Cancer is? Even the terms, say the terms.
Terms.
Ahab and Jezebel ruled for 22 years in political office. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are Ahab and Jezebel, and they don't even know it. And Bill and Hillary reigned for 22 years. Say Jehoram. Okay, say Jehoram and Barack Obama are the same. What has been will be. Jehoram reigned 14 years. President Obama reigned 14 years. Say, Pastor, how do you know that? I mean, I'm sorry, 12 years. Say 12 years. How do you know that? President Obama reigned two terms. What's two terms?
8 years.
He had one term in the Senate. Four. What's 8 plus 4?
12.
Do you see parallels? See, God's not political, but people will live out what has already been. Because the future is already what? Established. Why? Because God allows cycles. Say cycles to run.
Mm-hmm.
Bible says Jehu was in the same party. Say same party. As Ahab and Jezebel. Say Jehu. Say Jehu was a wild ass. Mm-hmm. Say why?
Wow.
He was not from a political party. Mm-hmm. In essence, people look at him like, God can't choose. And the prophet said, what? Him? Say, yeah, him. God's going to use him. All right? And you're going to see this. I'm going to read this for yourself. I'm going to point it out to you when we come together. All right? Say glory.
Glory.
Say Jehu.
Jehu.
Came from a different party. Same party to another party. Okay? So we got this is true. Jehu was from Chris Trump. Trump and Hillary from the same party. Trump used to give political campaigns to Bill and Hillary Clinton. Trump also supported Jesse Jackson, who I supported when he ran for president. I told you I'm 61, I know some things. All right? Trump wild. Jehu was wild. Mm-hmm. But Trump took down Jehoram. Jehoram was who?
Barack Obama.
Said not political.
Not political.
God. God sets it up. Say sets it up.
God sets it up.
Puts it in our face and says, you determine what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You got a pandemic here. What's the pandemic called? What? Do you know what the motto for the Illuminati is?
I'm the eye, right?
Mm-mm. The motto for the Illuminati is out of chaos, bring change. What did I say? Out of chaos, bring what?
Change.
Who's the Illuminati? Everybody with money. Your billionaire is a part of the Illuminati. Select people with money. Say people with money. Who don't care about you, but they're coming to bring forth change. Mm-hmm. Say, church, wake up.
Church,
wake up. Say,
wake up.
Say, whether they say conservative,
conservative
or liberal,
liberal,
they still about control. See, ain't nothing what new under the sun. And I'm going to show you this, but I want you to read it for yourself. Say, read it for yourself.
Read for yourself.
Say even.
Even.
Huh? I shouldn't say calamities. But even mess ups during the administration. What's that show? Black female. Scandal. What's her job?
Oh, she covered it up. She cleaned it. She covered
she
it.
She cleans up people's
she,
what?
Messes.
Messes.
Hmm?
She's a what?
She's a fixer.
She's a fixer. All right. What's she fixing? Indiscretions. Mess ups. Jezebel. Jezebel killed Naboth.
That was the man that wouldn't give him the land, right?
His vineyard.
Yeah.
Okay. Which everybody knew he was what? Innocent.
Yeah.
But Jezebel had him killed. Say, had him killed. And what? Ahab let it happen. All right. Bill Clinton had an issue with Monica who?
Lewinsky.
If you look up the root for Lewinsky, it's Levi, which is a tribe of what? That's one of the 12 tribes. The high priest came out of what? Tribe of Levi. You follow me? Jezebel and Ahab had a problem with the tribe of Levi, the priest. Why? Because they were taking and putting up temples of Baal in Israel. Why? And God says, you should have no other what? Gods before me. Do you follow me? Jezebel also promoted child sacrifice.
Which is what? Baal? Say Baal?
Baal.
He's already got it. Y'all hear him?
Yes.
All right. Bill Clinton's platform was to promote abortion on demand. Listen, say it's not political.
Not political.
It's every season. Say every season.
Every season.
People were given what? Choices. Say choices.
Choices.
Then every other
name.
Jesus.
Take your place.
When you don't let Jesus take your place, you bring curses into the land.
Mm-hmm.
So, say so what? 620, God lets an outside invader attack Israel. Say warning sign.
Warning sign.
God always established Nebuchadnezzar. God always allows a country's breach. What's a breach? Their protection. A breach is a hole in the protection. A breach is a hole in the fence which protects you. God allowed an invader to come in to give your attention. Say your attention. 19 years later. Say 19 years later.
19 years later.
They didn't change. So 20 years after God gave them the warning, Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed Israel. What happened in 2001, September 11th? Our breach was broken. What's the breach? A hole in the fence. What's the fence? Protection. Protection, all right? And I'm almost done. I'm going to go into this in detail next Sunday, all right? Because I want to show you where you are. Say, show you where you are.
Where you are.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What were the things that opened Israel up for the assault of the enemy? Because God will always use what's in the earth to bring you to a place of repentance. Say repentance.
Repentance.
Okay. Remember. Say remember.
God judges a whole nation.
Say leadership.
Leadership.
Leadership will bring curses on everybody.
That's
right. Say your leader will open the door for curses that they did, and it'll affect you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So Jezebel and Ahab, first of all, made God secondary. Say, made God secondary. But Israel was established by God. Say, by God. Whenever God establishes a nation, the place of consecration becomes the place of destruction. Where was God consecrated? In the temple. Where was the attack? In the temple. What was destroyed? Glory to God. And 20 years after they didn't yield to the cry for God for repentance, he destroyed the entire nation and the people, the king and the people. Do you follow me? What did they do? Again, they established a God, another God, but God. They then, say then, established an economy without God. Then they start killing their own children. Israel killed hundreds of thousands. America has murdered millions. So, 1973, what happened in 1973? Roe versus Wade opened up the door for what?
Abortion.
Abortion. You ever heard of the Buttonwood? The Buttonwood Agreement? The Buttonwood Agreement was established in 1700s, late 1700s. Out of the Buttonwood Agreement, we got what you call Wall Street. I'm giving you history that y'all didn't get in school. Okay? So the Buttonwood Agreement established Wall Street, or our economic system. All right? It eventually went from Wall Street to, it went from Buttonwood to Wall Street. Now, Buttonwood was also the sycamore tree. If you read in Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 10, Israel read that particular portion of scripture, which was a prayer for of defiance, saying, God, you tore it up, but we're going to build it without you. You tore it up, but we're going to do it without you. September, the day after, Tom Daschle, September 2nd, 2001, Tom Daschle read Isaiah 9, verse 10. Then he recognized he was quoting a curse upon the nation and didn't even know it. You watch people that don't know the Bible, they'll start reading stuff out that's going to get us in trouble. If you follow Tom Daschle, he went down in disgrace. President Obama, when they raised up the tower, the steel beam, he put Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10 on the steel beam. What am I telling you? God says you will repeat the disgraces of your ancestors if you don't know what they did or understood the word of God. They don't even know this scripture. They don't even understand what that is in the Bible. They can't tell you these things, but that's what they did. Do you follow me? So, COVID-19 came because COVID-19, glory to God, is 20 years after. Say 20 years after. 9/11. We went to church for 3 weeks after the Twin Towers failed. After 3 weeks, we went back to doing our own thing. Last year, 2019, that was 2020. New York passed the most egregious abortion law where you can kill a baby after they come out of the womb. And then they put a sign on the Empire State Building with another God. I'm going to show y'all pictures of this. Why am I telling you this? Because Pastor's supposed to teach y'all what's coming. And now, boom, 9/11. 2001, 2020, COVID hits.
Yes.
19 years after the first one. Say first one.
First one.
Remember, the Bible says the curse causeless does not come. In essence, in 21st century vernacular, there's a reason for every curse that comes on a nation. COVID is a curse. Mm-hmm. And COVID will kill. Say COVID will kill.
Will kill.
Because God is saying, wake up. Say wake up.
Wake up.
Now you see the reason why 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 is so important. If my people, not sinners, If my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then he said, and turn, say turn, which means to repent, say change your mind.
Change your mind.
From their what? Wicked ways, because people in the church commit abortions. People in the church are not speaking against abortions. As a matter of fact, the greatest killer of African Americans is not police and it's not murder, it's abortion. The black growth rate has flatlined. The white birth rate is flatlining too. Abortion was established by a racist called Margaret Sanger, who says, let the black people get rid of themselves. We'll teach it to their pastors, we'll teach it to their congressmen, and we'll teach it to their education, and we'll teach them to exterminate themselves. Lyndon Johnson, president of the United States, after John Kennedy died, signed the Civil Rights Bill and says, for 300 years, I'll teach them and make them our slaves. What did he do? He signed a benefit, a program, say social program, that kicked the parent, kicked the fathers out of the house. Why you get, if you're going to get the family support, why don't you kick the male out? Because you're trying to destabilize the family, what? Unit. But they say they were y'all friends. Folks, I'm telling you, it's time for the church to understand what the Bible says. Say, this is in the book. And it's established history. Say, history. Because you got to understand, I told you before, Satan hates everything black, white, red, yellow. Hates humanity. Say, hates humanity.
Amen.
And if you don't know the word, say, don't know the word.
Don't know the word.
You don't understand his ways. Because God teaches you about his ways so you can whoop it, not so you can be afraid of it.
Amen.
You follow me? Well, when you run from God, say, turn your back on God. You become a slave to the political system you under. Ain't nobody who promised you something free your friend.
Come on now.
Because if you're promising something free, you put me in enslavement.
That's right.
And lying to me about it.
That's
right. So that's why God said,
that's why God said,
I'll supply your every need.
Amen.
But he also said, study to show yourself approved.
That's right.
A workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly divided into what? Second Timothy, is that all right? 3:15. So we have a responsibility, say responsibility.
Responsibility.
To know, say no.
To know.
And you have a responsibility to excel, say excel.
Excel.
You're supposed to excel. Say I'm supposed to go to school and excel.
I'm supposed to go to school and excel.
Mm-hmm. It's not your teacher's job to motivate you. Mm-hmm. General Daniel Chappie James, we learned about him in Tuskegee, went the first black man to go to West Point. Didn't nobody for 4 years acknowledge him. For 4 years, he went to the cafeteria. Nobody spoke to him. For 4 years, anybody that spoke to him told him what to do and what he needed to do. Isolation for 4 years. Yet he went through that and graduated number one in his class. Why did I say that? Too many of us claim the man is holding us back. If he could go through that for 4 years and graduate with honors, what's our excuse? And you can't tell me he wasn't scarred by it. You walk every day in your job and people say, hey, Katrina, how you doing? But every day people walk by you looking at you with a scowl on your face and pretend like you don't exist. You probably would have left. But that man said, I'm going to get this degree. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this degree. And I'm going to walk out of here with honors. And I'm going to walk out of here with my head held high. And I'm going to be able to tell somebody else that they can do the same thing. God was on my side. You all don't have to deal with that type of racism. Y'all ain't got to deal with racism I went through. I saw the black Thomas and the white Thomas. I saw the white, quote unquote, sinks, black sinks, white water fountains, black water fountains. I know what it's like to have a racist stand in your face that he's going to kill you. Y'all ain't dealing with none of that. Why? Because we went through it. Do you follow what I'm saying? So I'm saying to my brothers and my sisters, don't you let the devil play you like that.
Amen.
You go get it. Say, go get it.
Go get it.
Mm-hmm. And in this season, in this season,
this season,
my season, God put white people and Hispanic people in my life to help me.
Amen.
Say, help me.
Help me.
Still, say, still are.
Still are.
God will bring people to you when you're doing things for him and you have him first and foremost on your mind. Say, let it all be other things. Jesus, give Jesus the place he desires in your life. And watch him take you to where you're supposed to be in your life. Amen? Y'all get something out of this?
Hallelujah.
Glory. I had to stick with the thing. So he had to stick with the thing, man.
God
is telling us in 2020, ain't nothing impossible. We can do all things through Christ. What?
Strengthens
us.
Yes, sir.